Test ain't sheet is my veil. Yeah, I don't wanna see you again. I don't wanna feel your breath as you leaned on me so peacefully while we slept. And I don't want the keys to our door. I don't live there anymore. And I'll do my best just to forget. Well, the morning came with the pouring rain, and I felt just as empty as a pill. With the evidence and your crime confessed, don't seem right that it's me to spend a night in jail. Yeah. Yeah. I don't wanna feel your breath as you leaned on me so peacefully while we slept. And I don't want the keys to our door, 'cause I don't live there anymore. And I'll do my best just to forget. My spirit hanging somewhere. And if you ever get scared, look on the bright side. You got a new life. Now the evening's come, and I'm all alone. And I can't tell if silence is my foe or my friend. Well, I'm holding on, but I ain't too strong. I gotta get some rest before that train come back round the bend. Yeah. Your breath as you leaned on me so peacefully while we slept. And I don't want the keys to our door. I don't live there anymore. And I'll do my best just to forget the dreams we've dreamt. Dreams
That was the artist Pleasantries with Thanksgiving Stuffing. Before that, Amos Lee with Chill in the Air, Green Day with Macy's Day Parade, and we start that set off with Chris Murray and Turkey and Stuffing. That is just going to about do it here for me. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for listening to Breakfast for Dinner. We will be back next week, Sunday, 6 to 7 p.m. here in WRCT Pittsburgh. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening, and as a token of that thank you, I want to play one last song. This is from the Red Walls, appropriately entitled Thank You.
These days it seems as though
This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
You've tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, PA@WRCT.org. And now, Pandemonium. Hi there, I'm Mando Richard from WRCT Pittsburgh, and what we're going to hear is an interview I recorded on June 23rd of 2022 and aired on WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast on July 27th of 2022 with guitarist John Shane, talking about one of his projects in which he took a lot of the music of legendary Memphis blues man W.C. Handy and converted it over to the guitar. So what comes next is an air check of the broadcast of that interview. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for tuning in to WRCT Pittsburgh. So up next, you're going to hear a conversation with guitarist and entertainer John Shane. And he's going to talk about the CD he put out in 2017 called Getting Handy with the Blues and the book he's just put out, in which he details how he managed to move these W.C. Handy tunes to the guitar. And we're going to start the interview off by hearing John Shane play on the guitar perhaps W.C. Handy's most famous song, The St. Louis Blues. Just heard guitarist John Shane play W.C. Handy's
St. Louis Blues from his record Getting Handy with the Blues. A musical tribute to W.C. Handy, and I've caught up with John here in bucolic Millwood, Virginia. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, when did you put out this record, Getting Handy with the Blues, a tribute to the legacy of W.C. Handy?
This album came out in 2017, I believe. I was doing a project for an arts council down in New Bern, North Carolina, where they were doing a series of concerts of American composers. And Steve Kelly down there asked me if I would do a whole evening of W.C. Handy music. And I said to him, "You realize W.C. Handy did not play the guitar, right?" He said, "Of course, I know that, but I think you could do it. It'll be a nice challenge." And I put him off for about 18 months, and finally I did it because I knew it would be months of work. And I learned a whole set of material, all from the 19-teens and 20s. And then after I learned it, I thought, well, I should record this stuff. And I made an album, and it's called Getting Handy with the Blues. And I didn't really think much of it until they started playing it on the big satellite radio station.
Wow, so you started getting airplay with this.
I did.
And not just familiar tunes that everybody knows, like St. Louis Blues, but you're doing lots of different things.
Yeah, there's about half of the music is written by W.C. Handy, and the other half are acts that were associated with him that he produced and published on his own labels and companies. A lot of these songs that are on the record were originally done either on piano or as a jazz orchestra, like a ragtime orchestra, as Handy played the cornet as his main instrument. But a lot of them were also female vocals. So you have Ethel Waters and Bessie Smith and Mamie Smith. Some of the greatest jazz and blues vocalists of their day played this material.
You even got one song on here that was written by, or co-written by, his daughter Lucille.
Yes, this is the Deep River Blues, not to be confused with Doc Watson's version. And it's a really interesting composition. Should we give that a listen?
Sure. Does somebody sing it with you?
No, I do all the vocals.
Oh, my God. John Shane is going to prove why he should always hire a female vocalist as you listen to him play and sing.
It's actually sung from a man's perspective. So.
Well, John says he's justified in singing the Deep River Blues, right?
Justified.
Here we go. The Deep River Blues by John Shane from his record that's about 5 years old now called Getting Handy with the Blues.
My heart is breaking as I watch the evening tide. Because I'm over here, my gal is on the other side. Deep river, when I feel worried, I come to you. I come and sit beside you when I'm feeling blue. You're the only one I can tell my troubles to. If I had the means, I'd go to New Orleans, but right at this time I ain't got a dime to spare. At the break of day, you'll find me gone away. There's no one to care or want to know where I'm gone. If I get the blues, I'll take off my shoes, I'll look to the Lord and jump overboard and drown.
song.
We're sitting out here in Millwood, Virginia, where I'm one of the campers, and John Shane is one of the teachers, and we're talking about his music of W.C. Handy as performed on the guitar. And the folks just heard him playing and singing Deep River Blues, co-written by Eddie Green and Lucille Handy. Did her dad publish the tune?
Yes. This one, I think, came out in the 1920s, 24, something like that. And Handy at that point was already probably close to 50 years old. So his adult daughter would have probably been in her 30s at that point when she recorded it. Interestingly, he still has a grandson, Carlos Handy, who, I mean, this W.C.
Still today, in 2022.
Yes, and he's alive. And yes, W.C. Handy was born in the 1870s. And Carlos Handy is not a young man, but he is running the Handy Foundation, which raises money for children's education programs. And I'm happy to say we put one of these albums in his hands, and he's heard it, too. So,
what's really difficult about getting this music that was originally written for a jazz orchestra or for piano, what's really difficult about getting it onto the guitar fretboard?
Yeah, many of the songs, if they were written for the jazz orchestra or potentially for piano or for somebody's voice, they get keyed into keys like B-flat, A-flat, E-flat. And these are not super guitar keys,
no.
Really not super for any of the stringed instruments. So a lot of times what I would do is I would listen to it in the original key, right? And then I would have to figure out how I was going to play that, because I'm doing the bass in the thumb and I'm doing the melody in the fingers. And then I would have to learn it usually in a position of like A or C or D, something that's good for the guitar. And then I would find the key that I would actually sing it in and then put the capo on and learn it there. So it was usually a three-step process. And even just deciding the arrangements was interesting, because some of the songs I could find the original folios, the original sheet music, and I worked off of that. But then when you would listen to the most popular version of the song, say something that Mamie Smith sang, she often was not in the same key or singing the same lyrics, and the piano was playing a different set of chords, you know. So I took my arrangements in part from some of the original arrangements that were done for the sheet music, but then also filtered through the popular versions of the day. And there was one album that was very influential on the project, and that's that Louis Armstrong did an album of W.C. Handy songs, and I think it came out in the early 50s. And it's a really cool album. And that's definitely a jazz album. But his tempos and everything he did was quite different than the originals. So I listened to that stuff as well. You can still hear the original recordings of this stuff if you go onto YouTube. You look it up, and there are people who have videoed themselves placing the needle of a Victrola down onto a 78. And so you're watching a video of a 78.
I bet some of the originals might also be available in some of the internet archives or Dust to Digital or some of those other projects.
Some of it may be. You'd be surprised how hard it was in certain cases to find out who owned these original copyrights and things. I ended up having to pay nobody because all the songs are over 100 years old, and they've all gone into the public domain at this point.
Well, having taught a course in intellectual property in my previous life, I know how boring that can be for regular listeners. So let's switch back, John Shane, here and talk about this music, the arranging the music of W.C. Handy for guitar. If people want to see what you've done or learn how to do it or learn how to play some of the stuff, what suggestion do you have?
Well, I am now coming out with a book. It's being published by Mel Bay, and it's all of these arrangements that are on the album. I think that this thing is going to be available online this month. The book will be available not only on Mel Bay's website, but on Amazon and whatever, and then I'll be selling it through my website too.
Well, I'm glad you raised your website, John. If people want to learn more about you and all the different music that you play with FJ Ventura and a bunch of the other crazy people you play with, how can they learn more about you?
Just go to johnshain.com, and that is spelled J-O-N-S-H-A-I-N.
Do you find that kids enjoy this kind of music?
I think that actually it appeals quite a lot to everybody because it's very toe-tapping stuff. Very, you know, you look at the titles of the songs on the album. Almost every one of them have the word blues in it. The Memphis Blues, the St. Louis Blues, the Beale Street Blues. But really, when people think about blues, they often think about sad songs. And Handy took a lot of these older songs and pepped them up, put really interesting ragtime style changes to them, and there very many of them are quite fun. There's maybe a couple slow ones in that record, but most of them are upbeat toe tappers and pretty entertaining. The folks back then didn't mess around with the lyrics. They were very clever.
Well, John, thank you so much for spending some time with us, and let's let the folks hear one more from your album.
Yeah, I think we're going to listen to the Beale Street Blues.
All right, here comes John Shane playing W.C. Handy's Beale Street Blues. Thanks again, John.
Yeah, thank you so much, Richard. It's been a great time.
I've gambled on the Bourse, the seven wonders of the world I've seen, and many are the places I have been. Take my advice, folks, see Beale Street first. You'll see pretty ladies in beautiful gowns. You'll see tailor-made and hand-me-downs. You'll meet honest men and pickpockets skilled. You'll find business never closes till someone gets killed. If Beale Street could talk, if Beale Street could talk, married men would have to take their beds and walk, except one or two who never drink booze, and the blind man on the corner with the Beale Street Blues. I'd rather be here than any place I know. I'd rather be here than any place I know. It's gonna take the sergeant for to make me go. I'm going to the river, here's a reason why. I'm going to the river, and here's a reason why. Because the river's wet and Beale Street's gone dry.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with John Shane that originally aired on WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast on July 27th of 2022. We're going to fill out the half hour here with some original music by W.C. Handy. First up, we'll hear W.C. Handy singing Loveless Love, which he wrote in 1921, and in 1926, he reworked it into the jazz standard that everybody knows, Careless Love. But this is his original song, Loveless Love. This was recorded back in 1939. W.C. Handy singing Loveless Love. And after that, you'll hear from W.C. Handy on the cornet, doing his most famous song, on the Ed Sullivan Show back on December 18th of 1949. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Love is like a gold brick in a bunco game. It's like a banknote with a bogus name. Both have caused many downfalls, love has done the same. Love has like its emblem, Cupid with his bow. Loveless love has bags and bags of dough. So carry into Jack and pick 'em as you go. Love, oh love, oh loveless love, I set our hearts on goalless gold. From milkless milk and silkless silk, we are growing used to soulless souls. Such grafting times we never saw. That's why we have a pure food law. In everything we find a flaw, even love, oh love, oh loveless love.
Genius arose originally from Alabama and then switched to Memphis, Tennessee. W.C. Handy wrote St. Louis Blues. So let's have a great hand for Mr. Handy, won't you please?
Ah,
You've been listening to Pandemonium. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. Thanks for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Hello and welcome to the Gray Area. My name is Leah Minsky. Thank you so much for listening to this show on WRCT Pittsburgh. I hope you are having a restful Friday, or if you're at work, you will have a restful Friday this evening and then into the weekend. Today, I will be playing the set that I would have played last night at our WRCT party, Halloween party, if not for some unfortunate circumstances that caused it to be cut short. But I wanted to do this set so some people in Illinois could maybe hear what that set would have sounded like. Hopefully there aren't any WRCT people or my friends that are listening, because I want this to be a surprise to play for the future. But anyways, thanks so much for listening and enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Ave near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. We'll be right back.